33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice. Many of us are familiar with gentrification stories in Texas, whether it's the Bishop Arts District in Dallas, the east side of Austin, or south side San Antonio. The state's biggest city has also faced gentrification challenges, but the history of the Independence Heights neighborhood in Houston is giving longtime residents a reason to fight. Before it became part of Houston, Independence Heights was Texas's first black city. Sarah Smith has been writing about this for the Houston Chronicle, where she covers housing and nonprofits. Sarah, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So give us a quick history of Independence Heights. How did it become Texas's first black city, and what do we mean by that?
So people started settling in Independence Heights because it was a tract of land that was available for black families to own outright. And this was about 1908 when people started settling. And by first black incorporated city, it was black run with black landowners, and they didn't have to face the worst of Jim Crow segregation with redlining because they were themselves running the show. And they voted to incorporate in 1915 and were independent for 14 years before deciding to dissolve so they could be annexed into Houston.
So why did they make that decision to become part of Houston?
They were hoping that the city of Houston could provide better municipal services like water services, transportation, better streets, better sidewalks.
And did all that happen?
No, this was 1929, the height of Jim Crow segregation. The streets weren't paved well into the 20th century. And even when the streets were paved, the bus for years wouldn't actually go into the neighborhood.
And so what's happening now to Independence Heights?
Independence Heights is now the hot new area for Houston development. The two neighboring neighborhoods, for lack of a better word, have pretty much developed, and it's prohibitively expensive to build and in many cases move there. Independence Heights hasn't really been developed and is a really convenient location for anyone wanting to commute downtown. So people are buying lots pretty cheap, building houses and selling them for anywhere from $200,000 to $400,000.
And so these new developments, I guess, in that lead up, I mentioned gentrification, are driving residents out of Independence Heights.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the older houses in Independence Heights have residents who've had these houses and their families dating back to the original city when it was still not a part of Houston. And so if you have one of those old little houses and right next to it, one of these $400,000 townhomes goes up, that will really hurt you on your property taxes. And even if you're over 65, so that means you have a bunch of tax breaks, and so maybe you don't feel the property tax increase as badly, your descendants or whoever you leave the house to probably won't be able to keep up with those property taxes. So they end up selling.
So what have you heard from people that you've talked to, people who've lived there, I guess, in many cases for generations?
People are pretty upset. There's a feeling of losing what had been a historic black space now that people are recognizing its importance and trying to preserve its history and preserve its identity. But this feeling they're almost out of options. It's really difficult to get historic protection. And in some senses, it's too late to get the whole neighborhood preserved. But people are definitely trying to fight for it.
I mean, it's kind of this a strange ending to a circle of a place that was meant for black communities to be able, like you started the story, to own land and be independent, and now at the end of this, it's being taken away.
Yeah, it's this definite feeling of loss of what had been a black space. And what had been a black space, not really by design, but by resignation. Like, this was the only place that black families could be, and they made it into this beautiful community where everybody helped raise each other's kids and every neighbor knew each other. And now there's this just tremendous sense of loss for the history and the culture and the feeling of what had been.
Sarah Smith has been writing about the development of the Independence Heights neighborhood for the Houston Chronicle. Sarah, thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.